From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iraqi Army says ISIS could be behind civilian deaths. The Iraqi military is casting doubt on reports that the U.S.-led coalition airstrikes killed as many as 100 civilians sheltered earlier this month in a building in the contested city of Mosul, citing new evidence it says shows Islamic State militants rigged the site with explosives. There is an investigation underway. Earlier today, the Deputy Commanding General for Operation Inherent Resolve, Brigadier General Matthew Eisler, said he could not comment on the investigations, but said they are continuing.
And we will use those investigations to modify our tactics, techniques, and procedures so that we continue to take all feasible measures to protect innocent civilians.
The Pentagon statement also said coalition planes routinely strike ISIS targets in the neighborhood, and coalition forces take all reasonable precautions during the planning and execution of airstrikes to reduce the risk of harm to civilians. In the meantime, Mosul is still the scene of much bloodshed. At least two people were killed and many others injured after three projectiles hit the busy Nabi Yunus market in eastern Mosul on Sunday afternoon. East Mosul was declared liberated by the Iraqi government earlier this year, but the battle for control over the western part is still raging. 10,000 Russian protesters chanting "Russia without Putin" and "Russia will be free" have demonstrated by the thousands in cities across the country in support of a call by Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny for accountability among Russian elite. Over 100 people were detained around Moscow's Pushkin Square, including Navalny, for protesting without permission.